New technology, which will have cars and trains talking to each other, could save an average of 37 lives every year and an estimated $100 million by eliminating rail crossing collisions, especially in rural and regional Australia. The La Trobe University Centre for Technology and Fusion, in partnership with the Australian Automotive Cooperative Research Centre and the Victorian Department of Transport, hope to have such technology available in 3 years.
The technology we're using is called dedicated short-range communication that allows vehicles to talk to one another, and then information sent to all the vehicles about situation at a particular level crossing, and drivers are able to make a decision based on that information.
The $4 million project is at the forefront of global movement to intelligent transport systems and smart cars of the future. It involves mobile phone-style wireless networks integrated with GPS. These will run on an international standard of 5.9 gigahertz.
As soon as the spectrum is allocated, and in a number of countries it has already been allocated, then the vehicles will start coming up with new vehicles to start coming with this technology. But the solution can be retrofitted as well. So we'll be able to roll it out into cars that are already on the road.
There are about 9,500 level crossings on Australian public roads. About 2,000 are in Victoria. Only a third have flashing lights or boom barriers.
This technology, dedicated short-range communication, has the potential to significantly reduce and ultimately eliminate collisions, injuries and fatalities at level crossings.
The La Trobe system, which extends driver vision up to 1 kilometre in all directions, will be trialled in 100 vehicles, the largest known rail crossing study of its kind in the world.
We have signed an agreement with a number of Chinese universities, with companies there as well that are partnering with those universities. And we see China, India and Asia will be a huge export market.
The global vehicle manufacturers are going to manufacture this technology into motor vehicles. The question will simply be how quickly governments around the world retrospectively require motor vehicles or heavy vehicles or buses to also fit the technology rather than just allow people to purchase the technology in new vehicles.
The new system is based on relatively cheap radio technology, so the cost per vehicle can be kept to a minimum. This is good news for drivers, particularly those using remote crossings without lights and booms, where an onboard safety warning system could save lives. And the next generation of cars fitted with this technology may even be able to stop on their own.